I pray to the divinity in you. The subject matter for this morning's lecture is stressless living. Actually, modern man has created a whirlpool for himself. It's not an individual. Family life or a particular society. The whole world is under turmoil today, and all the problems that have been created by us reside within us first. When we talk about disarmament, you see, our leaders talk about peaceful life in the world, peace in the world. When you go through the history, you'll come to know peace means a gap between two wars. And I always say that if you do not know how to disarm your mind, there will be no peace at all. So stress is that something that grows in our mind, in human mind. It doesn't come through physical strain. It is 100% mental. Stressful living is because of that mind which is constantly blasted by the external stimuli without any direction, without any aim, without any goal, without any philosophy behind it. We all seem to be philosophers without any philosophy, we think. But our thinking do not have any direction because there is no aim behind it. There is no purpose. No individual knows the purpose of life. So we forget and we are lost in the external world. And science is no doubt progressive and progressing, but only in the external world. People today mock, laugh at the religious belief. If someone wants to be religious and somebody talks about religion, people just laugh about it. If you talk about philosophy, people think that you are spooky, there is something wrong with you. People say, be down the earth, be practical. So we have actually lost the center and we are functioning, we are working, moving like puppets in the external world. We all are running after comforts. And it's a relative term. You know, peace is a relative term. Happiness is a relative term. Do you know that when a relative comes home, happiness is a relative term? Yes. So peace is a relative term. That which is Mahatma Gandhi beautifully expresses this way. That which is lawful in one place may be unlawful in another place and another time. That which is truth in one place may be untruth in another place and another time. I am not talking about ultimate truth. I am talking about the truth that we use in our daily life in the external world. So our entire society or educational system, all branches of education, right from home, environmental education, education that is imparted by the colleges and universities, is based, they are based, all these systems are based on the philosophy which has no background, nothing else, eat, drink and be merry. The more you are successful in the external world, the more you need to be free from stress. I have heard people saying, oh, I am very busy. You see, why are you busy? You make yourself joblessly busy. You form a habit, and that habit makes you move without anything. You become a puppet. You hand over yourself to your habits. You hand over yourself to the external world. And when you resent, you get sick because you do not have strength enough. So that is happening all over the world. Now doctors, medical science, is brave enough to accept that more than 70 to 80% of the diseases are stressful diseases. Among all psychosomatic diseases that we notice today, stress is the greatest of all killers. A human being is healthy. There is nothing wrong with him. He has come from Rochester Clinic. He is very happy, giggling with his wife and children, and he says he is very happy and there is no problem, and he got checkup and he did not find anything, and he's very happy that he's going to live 20 years. Suddenly he received a telephone from his secretary that he got $10 million lost. He gets heart attack and he dies. Because throughout life he lived for $10 million. I met a businessman in India, Mr. Patel. Whose children hardly knew him. So his wife invited me and said, sir, help us. We are very rich. The living room which you see today has got antique worth ₹500,000. But we don't have happiness at home. My husband has become workaholic. You know workaholic? More dangerous than alcoholic. You see. If you are doing work for others and are doing selfless work, you are not workaholic. No matter how much you work, you enjoy. But when you are under stress because you are doing something for yourself only, being selfish, building boundaries around yourself, you are bound to suffer because you have isolated yourself. You are doing work for yourself only without thinking anything else.